This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This morning, we'll get the latest consumer sentiment reading from the University of Michigan. The mood may drop a bit from mid-August, but forecasters believe it'll just be a slight decline in spite of the recent gut-churning stock market and global currency economic turmoil. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has some explanations.
Consumer sentiment rose strongly over the past year and is now at levels we haven't seen since the mid-2000s. Economist John Canale at LPL Financial says chalk it up to consumers' actual experience in the real economy.
And yeah, you're going to get some wiggles in the stock market, and a lot of people do own stocks, but really it revolves around home values, and home values are up. They don't have as much debt as they used to have. Their job is relatively secure.
But whoa, roll back to that about the stock market?
You're going to get some wiggles in the stock market.
This has not been wiggles, more like monster waves, a lot of them down. But maybe Americans have learned something through the last 8 years of turmoil, says finance professor Meyer Statman at Santa Clara University.
People are quite right not to become alarmed and not to do anything hasty with their portfolio. They cannot influence the global economy.
Statman says people appear rightly focused on what they can influence, their jobs and spending and savings, all of which are chugging along pretty well right now. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.